Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is After Hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelb here with you. Time to preview the 2019 college football season for the UNC Tar Heels as they do kick off their season Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern against South Carolina. We'll do so right now with the current head coach, also a man who is a College Football Hall of Famer and did win a national championship with the Texas Longhorns as their HC, now back with North Carolina as their head man, and that is Mack Brown. Coach, an honor to talk to you. Thank you for the time. A belated congratulations on getting back to UNC, and how are you?
I'm doing great, Zach. Thanks for having me on. It's been a fun 10 months, and now we got to go play. My wife said I'd have the best job in the country if it wasn't for these games. But people get upset about these games. I said, well, it wouldn't be a job if we didn't have these games. That's what they pay you for, to win them. So our guys have worked hard, and we're excited about a good challenge on Saturday with South Carolina.
I'm sure you've been asked this question a ton, but this is the first time talking with you. Why did you return? Why was this the right job? Clearly familiarity with UNC, but why did you want to return to coaching?
Zach, I realized that over the 5 years that I had a great job with ABC and ESPN and doing TV and doing games and all day Saturday, and that's a dream for a guy that loves college football. But when we were told we were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, they take a year to do it, and I said, why? And they said, because you'll travel around and tell everybody thank you that got you in, and that's more than fair. This is the ultimate team game. So when we were at North Carolina, my wife Sally loves it here. She was here 17 years and has so many friends here, and she got to see all of her friends, and we had about 200 players come back, and they're all telling us how much we meant to them and what we meant in their lives. They're telling their children what we used to tell them. And after we left that night, Sally said, there's two things I learned tonight. Number one, don't ever tell a player something as a coach, because he's going to listen and he's going to remember it. So you better be careful. And then she said, the second thing is that I saw a glare in your eye tonight that I haven't seen. And there's obviously been a void that you've missed your teams and your coaches. And to see them all back here, you were really excited. So, if this one ever comes open, then I can come back here. I'm not going to live anywhere except Austin, Texas, and I'm going to live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And we loved the Fedoras and didn't want them to lose their job. So I actually felt like leaving here, Zach, that I'd probably never coach again, because I moved Sally from here once to Austin, and she wasn't going anywhere else. And when Larry left and the job came open and Bubba called, we weren't going to interview for jobs. He just called and said, it's your job if you want it. And I called Sally and she said, yeah, let's do this. And 10 months later, here we are getting ready to play South Carolina.
I know you're no stranger to coaching, clearly, as a Hall of Famer, and you've been around the game a long time. Have you learned anything about yourself in the last 10 months?
Well, I've learned more about myself, I think, in the last 5 years. I got away from coaching. I'd never been through a fall where I wasn't coaching or been involved in football since the fourth grade. And 30 years as a head coach and 40-something years on the sidelines, that's all you did. So you never knew anything else. And it was good for me to get away. I learned a lot more about the media and the job that you guys have, and that not every media person's trying to get the coach fired. You actually have hard jobs, and you got to find unique things that about every coach and team that people want to hear. I saw a lot of different ways to do things in coaching, because I was at practices in the spring and games in the fall, and I sat and listened and watched every Saturday, and I met a lot of the new young coaches that are out there. And sometimes when you're the head coach at a place like Texas for 16 years, you stay in your little box and it's working, and you don't ever get out. You don't see people, you don't meet people, you It was funny. I went to the grocery store some. I went to movies some. I did all kinds of stuff I'd never done before, and people would see in the grocery store and say, I didn't know you shopped. And I thought, yeah, as little as I can, because I want Sally to do it. It helps me. I was that guy, Zach, at the first time I went to the grocery store after I got through coaching, that the commercial of the guy that would text Sally or call her every 2 minutes, say, which mayonnaise? Which bag? There's lots of mayonnaise here. I don't know which one to get. Do you get the cheapest one? Do you get the, what do you get? She said, oh my gosh. So I was that guy.
I always mess up the trips to the grocery store as well.
Yep.
and always get yelled at by my family, as we're talking to Mac Brown right now on CBS Sports Radio. Being away for a while, last time coaching was 2013 with Texas. You know what people are going to say. Can Mac adjust back to life as a college football coach? He's been away for a while. How will that transition be? Can he still connect with the younger players? What are the biggest challenges? You know, I did this rodeo last year with Herm Edwards, and he had a pretty successful season year one at Arizona State. So what are the biggest challenges for you?
The biggest challenge for us is a new staff is to give our guys the best chance to win on Saturday. Because a lot of the guys on this staff have never worked together. And we had our mock scrimmage last Saturday, and there were too many mistakes, some coaching mistakes, just because we haven't done those things before. So we're working really hard. This group of guys the last 2 years haven't been very successful. They haven't had a lot of confidence. So it's our job as coaches to put them in the right position Saturday to give them a chance to win. And that's what we're working so hard to do. The 5 years out, kids haven't changed. They still want to please you. They still want to win. They still want discipline. I think in some cases, some parents have changed. They're not as tough as my parents were on me, and that's a little bit different, but it's not that different from 2013. So, and I've watched the game every day since I left it, and know more about it now than I did then. So I don't think any of that has changed as much as anytime you've got a brand new staff that has never been on the field together, there's always some things that are troubling before you get there. So we've got to do a great job this week of tying those things together. And opening games, Zach, are dangerous anyway. We're just watching the two opening games last Saturday. So many mistakes, so many penalties, turnovers, just things that wear you out as a coach. And that's why there's more upsets in opening games and bowl games, because you've been away from the tackling and the scrimmaging, and we don't have a preseason game like the NFL. So our preseason game's every day at practice, and we need to have a great week's practice this week.
Talking to Mac Brown, the College Football Hall of Famer, now back at UNC. Zach Gelb here on After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Tell me about your freshman quarterback, Sam Howell.
He's really good. He's very mature. He's very smart. He's hardworking. He's over here all the time watching video and lifting weights and running and out throwing the ball. He's just he has tremendous work ethic. And Dad was a coach, and that probably helped him some too. And he's starting to be more vocal with the team, which will help him as well. And unlike just a true freshman, Zach, he came in January, so he's had an off season, a spring practice, a summer off season, and now fall practice. So he's a little bit more like a redshirt freshman.
You mentioned developing that synergy with the coaching staff. When you look at your team, what are the things that you really like right now, and what are the areas that you say, okay, we have to improve here?
The thing I really like most about this team and this staff is everybody has worked really hard to make this thing work. The players have been on time. They've been attentive. They've worked really hard in practice. The coaches are meshing and getting along and trying to do what's best for this football team and not them individually. And those are things that are complicated sometimes, especially when you take over a new team and you didn't recruit these guys and you didn't talk to them about what offense you were going to run or what defense out of high school. That can be very confusing. We've had none of that. We've had none of the old and the new, and that's been really refreshing. Our concerns are we're really young on offense, like you said, starting with a quarterback, and even Jace Reuter, our other quarterback, is a redshirt freshman that played in a quarter against Georgia Tech and broke his collarbone last year. So neither one of our quarterbacks have experience. And we don't have a lot of depth on defense, and it'll be a hot day, and South Carolina's going to line up and try to smash us, I'm sure, because we haven't done a great job of stopping the run the last three few years. So we've just got to continue to grow with these guys, put them in the best positions that we can put them in, and try to give them chances to win games.
What emotions do you think you'll be feeling now returning and having a game when you wake up Saturday morning? You still have butterflies in your stomach walking into the stadium?
Coach Royal, the Hall of Fame coach at Texas that won three national championships, told me one time, I said, Coach, after you quit coaching, did you still get nervous on Saturdays? And he said, I threw up every Saturday. I thought everybody threw up every Saturday morning before ball games like I did till it was about 6 or 8 months afterwards, and that was the first time I was actually not nervous. So I'm sure coaches get anxious just because you want your guys to do well. And you're pulling so hard for your team. But I also told myself, Zach, that at the end at Texas, I wasn't having a lot of fun. You win all the games, and then you come back, and you feel like every year after that, you got to win all the games. And if you don't, you're not being successful. And then we started winning 8 and 9 instead of 13. And that put us in a position where I wasn't having much fun. So I've told myself this time I'm going to enjoy Saturday. I'm going to enjoy that game. I'm going to enjoy the competition and fight to win it, and then when it's over, if we win ugly, I'm going to be happy. If we win, I'm going to be happy. If we lose, I'm going to be disappointed, but I'm not going to get down. I'm going to pick the guys back up and get ready for Miami on Sunday.
How will you view this year as a success in year one?
Well, I've told them that let's plan on winning 12 and then see where it goes, because how good a coach would I be if I told you, I think we can win 6. Then they would have to sit around and wonder which 6 I didn't think we were going to win. So what I've told these guys is it's not about my past or your past. It's not about either of our futures. It's about now. So we have a chance each week to win. We have 11 bowl teams on our schedule, a lot of really tough teams right out of the box, but that doesn't mean that we can't win those games. Let's go do everything we can do to win the games.
Two more for Mac Brown, the College Football Hall of Famer, UNC, South Carolina, Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Since you obviously been following the game closely the last few years, I've been very impressed with Tom Herman. Big expectations for Texas, especially with another year with Sam Ellinger at quarterback. I know you're focused on your team, but how about the job Tom and Sam have done at Texas?
We were in Austin some. At the end of each year, we'd go to the North Carolina Mountains for the last 5 years at the beginning, and Tom's a dear friend. He worked for us when we were there in the late 90s, early 2000s, and he's very bright. He's high energy. He knows what he's doing. Texas is a great job. You just got to be the cool place to be, and I'm so impressed last year with the way they handled Georgia in the bowl game, and I think we'll see him just continue to get better and better each year. And I love Sam. Sam is a little kid, used to come out to our practices, and Sam's been a Longhorn his entire life. He lost his dad when he was very young, and I'm so impressed the way he and his family have stepped up to the plate and taken care of each other, and all their friends have rallied around him and helped him after he lost his dad. So anything that happens positive to Sam is something that he's deserving, because he's worked really hard.
Coach, I hate to end on a somber note, but as you know, one of your former players, Cedric Benson, did pass away tragically on August 17th, and I offer my condolences to you and your family and also all the Bensons. How do you remember Cedric?
Zach, it was a crushing blow when we lost Cedric. Cedric is the most competitive and maybe the toughest player that I ever coached, and I'll tell you a quick story, and we'll get off. We're playing Michigan in the Rose Bowl. It's his last game. He's a first-round draft choice. They're talking about he may be drafted in the first 5 picks. First play of the game, he hyperextends his knee. Texas had never played Michigan. Texas had never been to the Rose Bowl. The doctors go over and say, Cedric, you shouldn't play anymore, bud. You're a first pick. It could cost you money. And he said, and I went over and said the same thing. He said, hey, tape it up. This is Texas in the Rose Bowl versus Michigan. I want to play. So he played the whole game. Vince went off and broke a whole bunch of records, but a lot of it was because Cedric was in the backfield, and they knew how good Cedric was, and Michigan had to focus on Cedric, and it gave Vince chances to win. After the game, I'm walking out. I think I'm last in the dressing room. We went on a last-second field goal, and I look over in the corner, and Cedric's in his full uniform sitting there crying. And I walked over and said, "Is it your knee?" And he said, "No, coach. This is the last time I'll ever get to wear this uniform, and I'm really sad." Wow. And then he gets picked fourth and has a great career. So that's the Cedric Benson that we're talking about today with all of these young guys in many cases. I don't want to play my bowl game. I don't want to play my season. I might get hurt. Cedric Benson didn't care.
Coach, once again, my condolences. Thank you so much. Congratulations once again on the new opportunity, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Zach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.